just north of Keene, Walpole, New Hampshire is a quiet, unassuming spot. Though, quiet can be a relative term. This is Bensonwood Homes, a company that builds custom prefabricated houses. Today, the floor of their workshop is packed with a crowd of construction workers who are, well, not from around here.
Julien et Maxime.
Julien et Maxime, et tu viens d'où?
D'Arouen, dans la France.
21 French carpentry students bustle around, some chiseling out joints for timber-framed rafters, others putting together wall or roof panels. They're making a replica of Thoreau's Walden Pond cabin, not for any special connection that the French have with American Transcendentalism, but because the cabin was 10 by 15 and can be finished in 2 days. Kevin Stoll, who works for Bensonwood, says the language barrier has been tough, but the French kids, they aren't like American teenagers.
Typically, you would have them being the grunt guys. You know, get me a bundle of shingles, sweep the floor, go to the trailer, get this. These guys actually seem like they could be hands-on with you, running the nail guns, tape measure, you know, all that.
There's a reason for that. These apprentices, the youngest of whom is 14 and the oldest is 21, are part of an ancient French guild of craftsmen called the Compagnons, which began in the 13th century. And a few years ago, Dennis Markham, a timber framer from Bensonwood, got a good look at some of the Compagnons' history.
I had the pleasure of crawling around the attics of the cathedrals with Boris and other Compagnons. These are the guys who made the cathedrals. It was a privilege.
And here's the Boris that he mentioned.
So I'm Boris Noël. So I'm a Compagnon charpentier, we say in France.
He says the Compagnon system is pretty tough. It takes about 2 years of apprenticeship, 5 years of traveling internships, and then a masterwork that's checked by a full compagnon to complete the training. Compare that to the American system, where, as often as not, if your cousin is a contractor and you slap on a tool belt, you can call yourself a builder. But Noel says the French way has its downsides.
With us, it's more tradition. We learn a way to do things and we repeat it the way it has been taught. Here you are constantly looking how can we do it different or better.
I would add that both approaches are two-edged swords. If you rely on tradition, you don't do anything new. If you only do something new, you have no foundation to grow from.
That mixing of the old and the new is embodied by the massive machine on Benson Wood's workshop floor.
It's a giant CNC machine.
It's a computer-controlled timber framing machine that can saw a rafter that would take hours to cut by hand in minutes and handle enormous 50-foot-long timbers. Benson Wood makes timber frame homes that feel artisanal, but with frames that are carved by machines and walls and roof panels that are put together in a workshop. The whole ensemble is then trucked to the home site and assembled in a matter of a few weeks. Prefab homes don't have a particularly good reputation, but a report by the market research firm Global Industry Analysts notes that the design of these homes has gotten a lot better over the last 10 years, and if consumers catch on, it's an industry that could see some serious growth. Dennis Markham says assembling homes in a workshop just helps them do the work faster and better, and the quality is up to the builders. He says when you buy a car, they don't ship the parts to your house and put it together in a driveway. They do it in a factory.
To us, it's the a wave of the future. Perhaps not the only one, but certainly a wave.
And the Frenchmen like Marc Rabuteau, members of the centuries-old Builders Guild, are certainly impressed.
It's more speed.
So sacrificing quality for speed might actually be a false trade-off. And to bring the tradition of craftsmanship to prefab homes could be just what the American home-building profession needs. Dennis Markham says that when he was in France, the owner of a famous chateau gave him an exclusive tour of the building, just because he was a carpenter.
He had a respect for people who do the work that we're lacking in this country. I think there's an understanding within our company that this is a noble profession.
The partnership with the Compagnons is part of that. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.